Gauragra Ganya Gana Gocha Galoru Haram Gauranga Gudatama Gopyada Kopa Briksham Gopala Gada Rati Dam Yati Singha Gora Govinda Deshika Varam Satatam Namami Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Molane Purna Brahmata Patraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Vamsa Kalpataruvishcha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Giradhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I feel very thankful to Srila Prabhupada and the Giriraj Govardhan to give me such wonderful association with Burijan Prabhu and Sachinanda Maharaj, Mother Jagatarini, all the wonderful devotees here. I have a little difficult subject to speak about. In temples and mosques all over the world, people speak about the glories of God. But for a few days, I'd like to tell you something about the faults of God. Actually, according to the Mahavaraha Purana, is a verse quoted from it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It describes that there's 18 faults in a conditioned soul. And you'll be interested to know that Krishna has 16 of those. There's two that he doesn't have. And we've given some talks over the years on this subject matter. We call it the faults of Krishna. But for the next few days, I'd like to just focus on one or two of those qualities, one of which is called lolita, which means being very fickle, or the subject of our title of our subject is Balya Chapalya Leela, how when God acts like a rascal child. So one is lolita, and another quality is asatya, how God sometimes speaks something which is untrue. And what is the purport? What is the purpose of these pastimes? It's very, very difficult for people to understand that God is a person, and then what to speak if you try to tell him he's actually a little boy and he likes to steal yogurt and he does all kinds of rascal activities. How can people understand that? And we'll try to follow some of the lead of Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Krishna Sanhita and Chaitanya Sikshamrita, where he describes that the Lord's different naimittic or occasional pastimes have relevance for all of us. And he says that the Lord's different occasional pastimes, they represent different obstacles or different things that we can help to advance in our bhajan here in this world. It's interesting because Krishna's janma, Krishna's balalila, it's not found in the spiritual world. So these are very, very special pastimes which Krishna gives to us. And there's some purport to that. We'll also be speaking something about how Gauralila is Krishna Lila, is Gauralila is Krishna Lila, and how the two are non-different. I'd like to read you a couple of verses, something about this subject matter. The first is from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the second is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Pitaro nanvarandi tam Krishna dhara abhikekitam gayanchadyapi kavayo yaloka samalapaham. Although Krishna was so pleased with Vasudeva and Devaki that he descended as their son, they could not enjoy Krishna's magnanimous childhood pastimes, which is so great that simply chanting about them vanquishes the contamination of the material world. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, however, enjoy these pastimes fully, and therefore their position is always better than that of Vasudeva and Devaki. And from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, chapter 14. Vande Chaitanya Krishna Shabala Lilam Manoharam Loki Kim Apitam Isha Cheshtaya Valitantaram. Let me offer my respectful obeisances into the childhood pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna himself. Although such pastimes appear exactly like those of an ordinary child, they should be understood as various pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are many connections between Gaura Lila and Krishna Lila. My revered spiritual master used to say that Gaura Lila is Krishna Lila. It's a parishishta or an appendix of Krishna Lila, and there's no difference. And we can see this quite readily in the Bala Lila of Krishna and Nimai Pandit. So we'll be speaking something about that. And we should consider that in such wonderful association here, association with Giri Govardhan and so many wonderful devotees, something very special should happen. There's a very interesting book called the Subhashita Ratna Bhandagara, and we recently printed a verse from that, which comes to my mind at this time. Asajana sajana sangi sangat korotudu sadyam apiha sadyam Pushpashrayach chambushiro dirudha papila kachumbati chandra bimbam. It speaks about the wonderful powers of sadhu sangha. I would ask you a question. Is it possible for an ant to touch the moon? According to the Subhashita Ratna Bhandagara, the answer is yes, it's possible. If that ant, that little pinpuri we say in Ariya, is associating with a flower, and somehow that flower is offered to the head of Lord Shiva, the moon is there on the head of Lord Shiva. So even an insignificant ant can touch the moon by the blessings of Sadhu Sangha. So, as Sachinanda Maharaj was saying very nicely, we should look for very wonderful things in such association. So thank you all very much.